Title: Day 4 Notes on the 2018 J.P. Morgan Healthcare Conference. Content: San Francisco, January 11, 2018. The final day of the 2018 J.P. Morgan Healthcare Conference gave us food for thought about the topic of healthcare navigation, as well as updates on the home health sector. Post-acute has become the focus of more attention, especially with the recently announced purchase by Humana of Kindred's home health business. Genesis Healthcare's presentation today also shared that they, the largest skilled nursing facility, SNF, operator in the U.S., were at 84.6% occupancy and, given the growth in senior citizens, expected the SNF industry to run out of beds somewhere between 2020 and 2025. That is a daunting forecast and clearly also emphasizes the importance of home health. But first, let us look at the interesting topic of patient engagement and healthcare navigation. Healthcare navigation or curation? Castlight's presentation today highlighted the company's transition from a transparency-focused product to healthcare navigation. Per CEO John Doyle, the company's total addressable market opportunity is about $8 billion, of which $5 billion is health navigation services for employees and dependents of large, self-insured employers, $1 billion is for health navigation for fully insured beneficiaries, and $2 billion arises from wellness, smoking cessation, weight management, diabetes management, etc. The thesis voiced by Castlight is that healthcare and specifically the employee base of large U.S. employers needs a hand with guiding and supporting consumers/patients as they access and purchase healthcare. In part, this is because of the proliferation of healthcare access points, treatment modalities, and the ever-growing, and often confusing, gusher of internet healthcare information. If care is needed, does the patient go to a retail clinic, their primary care physician, a specialist, an urgent care center, an emergency room? Or do they use telehealth, and if so, through their local health system, through a national healthcare telehealth provider, or through a behavior or disease-specific app? The myriad choices are enough to lead to analysis paralysis, but wait, there's more. Doyle noted in his view that typical consumer behaviors don't always port well to healthcare. The same consumer who would heavily research and negotiate for a new car purchase likely will not do the same thing when faced with healthcare choices. So, what then to do? Clearly, the answer being proposed by many is to assist consumers with healthcare navigation. We saw that to some extent with the healthcare navigators paid for through the Affordable Care Act to help people work through the process of selecting and signing up for exchange insurance, which program has now been reduced under the current administration. We see a different flavor of navigation with the toll-free 800 numbers used by many health systems, where consumers call a telephone number and talk with a nurse or a navigator to determine the best possible access point for them. But this is only the simplest type of approach. Castlight enters into annual subscription arrangements with large self-insured employers and, for employees/dependents who engage with Castlight, builds a personalized profile that evolves over time, drawing in data from claims, pharmacy benefit management programs, and multiple other sources. They do this using a segmentation engine and then apply a recommendation engine to build a personalized technology-enabled campaign to engage and offer support in scheduling appointments, managing wellness and disease issues. Did you know that your employer offers the following program for diabetics, screening for issues that qualify for employee assistance program intervention, and organizing, through third-party entities, for financial wellness, checking insurance coverage, HSA management, FSA management, and retirement planning. Castlight goes to market directly with its own sales force, but it also partners with Anthem, whereby Anthem can embed the Castlight offerings into a full-solution Anthem offering for Anthem clients. Doyle shared an example of the financial benefits of its programs, noting a 9% healthcare cost reduction for Castlight users at a major international food company. That 9% includes a 21% reduction in emergency room utilization by those users, a 22% reduction in advanced imaging procedure costs, a 9% reduction in office visit costs, and a 9XI